Good morning. So I was thinking about recently, when I first started reading the Bible, when I first came to Christ, and I know there's lots of people that have their story and how they talk about, you know, the spirit being in a heartbreaking way and how we felt forgiven and all these positive, uplifting, beautiful things of their story. I felt different about all of you, but when I started reading the Bible, Genesis, you know, their way, so we start reading through there, and I actually felt very sad, and I felt very conflicted, and I started feeling like, oh my gosh, I did everything wrong, and do I do anything right? Is this supposed to be the way this is supposed to feel? And then I realized there was someone gave me like a study type Bible at one point that gave me the pointer of reading old scripture with new scripture, or old scripture with new testament, sorry. So if you read this, you pair it with this. And so you can kind of see how they are the same. And it started to make sense to me. And I didn't feel like the world was so dark and dreary with God in it. I always believed in God, but I just never really had that foundation, that relationship. And so I was thinking about that recently and how sometimes that could be scary for new Christians as well. Maybe there's other people going through that same thing. And sometimes I go through my own roles, you know, feeling like I'm not so happy with myself. And sometimes I feel like I'm on top of the world and I'm praying as much as I want to and I'm doing all the things that I want to do. And I started thinking about his love for me and how that never wanes. It's never different. And not that mine is for him either, it's just how I choose my time changes. And there's a song that came out, it's probably been out for a while now, and I just wanted to share the lyrics because when I hear that, it's hard for me almost not to close my eyes and think of my body. Because it's so powerful to me, it speaks to me in my heart, it may not speak to you the same, but it's called Reckless Love, and it just really says the things that I don't know how to say to God, I guess, really, and how I feel about his love for me. So I thought I'd share with you this moment. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it cleanses me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You've been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You've been so, so kind to me. And then it says the chorus again. And it says, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wealth, no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. And that gets repeated lots of times because of the chorus. And I know no one else, no, nothing else that loves me like that. And his love was so deep and so true, and is still so deep and so true. Jesus to us, so that we would be able to feel and know that love and to love others as much as possible in that way. So if you please share the meal with us.